The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Love Never Fails Radio.
Love never fails.
Inviting you to join in the fight for love.
There are millions of people who are trapped in modern day slavery. Take a stand to do something against this injustice. Join the fight against human trafficking. If you truly love,
set the captives free.
Each week, this program sheds light on the needs of vulnerable people in our community who are impacted by human trafficking, homelessness, addiction, and abuse, and celebrates the work of those who are meeting them right where they are and expressing to them that they are precious, valued, and loved. Our goal is to see this radio audience move to compassion demonstrated in acts of service, generosity, and gifts of time. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, founder and executive director of Love Never Fails, Vanessa Russell.
Thanks and welcome to Love Never Fails Radio. We are in the studio today with Mia Perez, who is a national keynote speaker, best-selling author, and designated master storyteller with a background in entertainment. Ms. Perez uses her gifts and talents to create an impact in every sphere she steps into by connecting and inspiring positive change. As a mindset and emotional performance strategist, Mia is a leader in the area of empowerment. She birthed an organization called Viva Women's Empowerment Community in 2017. And also, she you can't let her smile fool you, because her path didn't start perfectly. She describes her beginning as the embodiment of resilience. She is more than a conqueror, from overcoming sexual abuse, domestic violence, a dreadful divorce, bankruptcy, nearly homelessness, and 5 years of a custody battle involving a corrupt judge. While she clinically and simultaneously was diagnosed with several mental illnesses, she overcame the odds that were stacked against her and did not give up, knowing that her young daughter was watching. Today, Mia helps reframe the past of those that have experienced very similar things to herself, reclaim their voice, redefine themselves, and reimagine their futures. And also, Mia is a personal friend. So grateful to have you on the show, Mia. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'm just excited. I'm honored to be here and share this time with you.
Yes. Well, you know, I wanted to thank you for inviting me to your church Vibe for Easter Sunday. I had a lovely time. Just loved the pastor, loved the worship, loved the environment. It was just a great, great time. And of course, the company of yourself and your daughter. And so thank you again for that. I had the opportunity to learn about some of the new things. So I had already know all about what you were doing with Viva, and had the opportunity to speak at one of your previous events, and just love your heart for women, for broken women. And then I was excited to hear about several things that you're doing, you know, these guidebooks that you're creating that are helping empower women and reflection and just understanding who they are and finding their voice. And also events that you've got coming up where you are inviting women to come and to retreat-like settings and dig deep into finding themselves once again and finding their power and their voice, maybe after abuse or after hardship. So I thought it would just be so appropriate for us to have this conversation. And I wanted to start off, Mia, by asking you, you know, we heard some of your personal testimony in your bio, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more. Is that what Is that what allows you to get up every morning? Is that what makes you tick, is kind of going back to those days and looking at your daughter? What is it? What is it for you that gets you going?
It's such a good question. You know, everybody talks about what is your why, right? It's like, that's so common. And I think more than the why is the purpose behind that, right? That really the heart of what is it that has me get up in the morning. I think it's remembering the times that I didn't want to get up in the morning, or I wish, you know, it sounds bad to say, but sometimes I at that time, I wished that my daughter would have a safer future so that I could literally check out. Remembering those times that I just didn't even want to wake up allows me to now be like, wow, I remember those days, and to now be filled with purpose, and to know that within my story and everything I overcame, not only am I an example to my daughter, but that now I have the tools, the resources, the wisdom to be able to help other women through similar situations. And even if they didn't face exactly those things, just the fact that women are stuck sometimes and they just don't know where to go from what that stuck is, that I'm able to, within all those experiences, I'm able to dig in and through wisdom and just really seeking God so I can meet the women at the place of their need. Exactly. That I think is what really gets me up.
Yeah.
In the
meeting them where they are. Yeah. I want to ask you, Mia, you know, sometimes there's this perception that the people that are maybe going through domestic violence or human trafficking or any kind of mental health issue, that those must be the people on the inner city that are, you know, maybe unhoused or, you know, someone who doesn't have all of their financial needs met. And, you know, I think there's some stereotypes that sometimes come into our minds about who might be going through this. But this could be someone who's a person of affluence. This could be someone who it could be a pastor's wife. It could be a, you know, a pastor, a leader, a CEO. It could, right? Couldn't it be that? Tell us what you've seen.
I think that's why the Holy Spirit has always been very specific with me to use the language of meeting them in the place where they are. There's been times that I didn't feel qualified to speak to someone. And in particular, I focus more on serving women. And in particular, there was this gentleman that insisted on me consulting with him. And I said no to him 2 times. Mm-hmm. And one, because he was male. And second, because his position in the church, and it wasn't any church I attended, but I knew of him. And when he reached out, he said, the Holy Spirit has told me to come to you specifically because you're not from my church. You're not in my circle. And I need someone to give, you know, be my sounding board, but hear from the Holy Spirit and do that. So it can be people from anywhere, really. I've had women that are very, very well to do, fluent, you know, like we said, that you would never think from the outside in, they look great. They look like they have it all together. And then there's other people that you see the brokenness, like you feel it. So you can never judge by what you see or even by what you hear, unless you're really in tune and you ask the Holy Spirit, let me hear through your ears, right? Because sometimes you can pick up on the discernment. But the walk that I've been on in this journey is to really have my eyes open and my ears open to see where people are and then ask the Holy Spirit to help me meet them there, whether it's in the place where I was completely broken or it's in the place where, okay, I'm past surviving and then I'm in thriving, but I'm still not yet fully ready to be confident in my identity and who I am and how do I become a high value virtuous woman? Like, what does that look like? And not be so stuck in the now I'm empowered and then be like the world and go ask.
Wow. Yeah. So that's interesting. This concept of being empowered and that being equated to, you know, what is empower? I actually remember that, like, what does a powerful woman look like? And I remember saying to someone years and years ago, I had these, I had very long curly hair. And I remember people kind of describing me as cute. And, you know, people at work, they were, oh, you're so nice and you're so cute. And I wanted them to take me seriously. And so I decided I was going to cut my hair off because, you know, for me, that was the persona. All the executives that were at my place of business, they had short hair. And, you know, that was the assertive, you know, powerful woman look. Mm-hmm. And I remember a woman saying to me, you better not do that. You know, now I ended up cutting my hair later because I wanted to try a style on, but it wasn't because I wanted to embody what the world said looked like a powerful woman.
Right.
And we can get caught up in the way it looks, the way it sounds, the way it, you know, the way it moves, mm-hmm. and kind of lose ourselves in that. And when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to hear from you. You know, do you have people struggling to find themselves in their own purpose versus this purpose or this power that the kind of the society describes or prescribes for us as women? We'll be right back and answer that question with Mia Perez. Thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, and Happy New Year from Love Never Fails. We want to thank you for your prayers and support that have allowed us to provide 8,000 dignity items to people in need throughout the Bay Area, to help search for 32 missing people, to house 61 people, and even graduate 97 students from our IT Biz Tech Academy. We couldn't have done it without you. Please stay involved by going to loveneverfailsus.com. And always remember that you are loved.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Mia Perez, who is a national keynote speaker, best-selling author, storyteller with a background in entertainment. She is the founder of Viva Women's Empowerment Community, and she is doing lots of creative things to help women reframe their past, reclaim their voice, redefine themselves, and reimagine their future. Mia, tell us about this concept that we were talking about in the last segment of kind of finding a voice that sometimes feels like it's not ours. What's that like, and how can we avoid that?
Right. I feel that when we look outside for validation, we look outside to look for the language that can help us express what we're feeling, that's when we can get lost. Because the outside, society and the world, can sometimes put language and be very astute in how they label it. And you can think, that's what it is. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I should be doing. And when we do that, we lose track, right? We get off track versus really leaning into the Holy Spirit. And that can be finding people, right? Finding people whose voice resonates with what the message is. But that message, you have to be careful, is that message of empowerment coming from a place of that is Holy Spirit led. Right. Mm. Talking Christian women. Right. So is it Holy mm-hmm. Spirit led? Because if it's not, it can sound good. It can look good, but at the end, it's going to lead you astray. And that's what I feel that is really necessary right now, especially I feel, Vanessa, with Christian women, I feel that we're getting lost because we are looking on Instagram and following podcasts and following YouTubes of people that certainly have a message that we may relate to, But if that language isn't coming from a place that has a biblical foundation and is scriptural, then it, again, we're just going to be led astray and we're going to be thinking and acting just like them. And that's not the empowerment that we have, because the full power that we have is really in God and in the Holy Spirit. So
yeah,
we have to kind of like discipling women into what does empowerment really mean?
Yeah, no, that's so good. I think, you know, there are some things, you know, I struggle, you know, as you know, I'm not a proponent of abuse of women, of anybody. Right. Don't want anybody to be abused. And then, you know, you come up on these topics of, let's say, submission and, you know, taking the lead of your husband and kind of being his equal partner, but submitting to different things that he may, you know, outline for your home. And asking, you know, I sometimes get questions like, well, what about this? Well, what about that? Is that, you know, if I don't agree with this or that, am I not being submissive, or am I, you know, being vocal about what it is I want? And how do I balance that out? I get questions about things that are kind of on the fence of abuse. You know, this person is verbally constantly berating me, criticizing me, putting me down. They never have hit me. They never have, done any, you know, financial abuse or, you know, been in unfaithful, but there's been just this constant putting me down, you know, saying things about what I'm eating, saying things about what I wear, saying things about what I do. And, you know, I always go back to the outline that God gives us, and the way he cares for us. And like you said, it's biblically based, the way he loves us, the way he corrects us, the way he points things out. He's not a nitpicker. He doesn't come in when you're stressed and you're overwhelmed and you're depressed and then say, and you're not doing this and you're not doing that. He doesn't kick you when you're down.
Right.
And so these are kinds of, you know, it's his character, and you can know his character on anyone.
Right.
You know, your boss, your coworker, your friend, your spouse, you can sense what their intentions are, and then you can have a honest conversation. What do you think about that? And are these the kinds of ways that you're guiding women when you talk about helping them to rebuild their lives or find their voice?
Yes. So when women are still, when they come to me now and they're still in a position where they're in a situation like that, I've learned that I'm not the place where I can help them, but I know mm-hmm. that I can refer them to people.
Yeah.
Or to organizations, where before I didn't know my boundaries and people just referred them over to me. And then it's just kind of like, you know, sharing the trauma. But what I learned where my place was is after that, if it had to do with abuse.
Domestic violence and abuse. Mm-hmm.
My place is after that. And it's, and what it really comes down to, Vanessa, and I love what you said, because it's in that spirit, because I feel that when women have survived for so long, that survival mode served us during that time, but after that, it's not going to. So how do we learn to put our guard down, right? Because we still have to guard our heart, but mm-hmm. how do we not build those walls? And how do we now learn what is the way to submit and not to be so critical of everybody and always have like one eyebrow up and somebody's out to get me. I have to protect myself. A lot of those things, that's where I come in into the healing aspect of it. And then we learn now how to become softer, how to guard our heart, how to mm-hmm. communicate, right? How to have our different mindset. How do we have healthy boundaries? Those are the places that I am able to come in and help women heal from what I didn't see in the church. And what I know I needed was, I feel that what they missed is that they focus only on spiritual, and not that it's not to say that Jesus is not the answer. He is the only answer. But when mm-hmm. my experience, when I've encountered women that like they're mentally disconnected from their heart, right? And then they're disconnected spiritually. You can't just send somebody off on a prayer and say, go read your Bible, right? So I felt like what God asked me to do was, okay, that blueprint that I, or create a blueprint based on that, everything I asked you to do and all the resources, everything I gave you, and you left no stone unturned. Okay, create a blueprint to collapse the time. And that's where I come in. But it's from a very, like you said, the very faith foundation, because at the end of the day, the only one that can heal is Jesus. The only one that can transform is Jesus. But to meet them at the place of their need, sometimes you have to break things down for them mentally. Help it make sense emotionally, and then bring in the spiritual healing.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's interesting. Some of the challenge that we're up against in this area, and I want to talk about generations, because there are so many cultural, I'm talking within the church, there are so many cultural barriers and generational barriers to women moving in this way. I'll give you an example. I was at a women's Bible study, and there was an older saint, more seasoned saint, lovely mother who was there in her 80s. And there were some 20-year-olds in the group. And the 20-year-olds wanted to talk about some of the things that were on their heart and, you know, some of the things that they had been through. And the 80-year-old mother said, honey, you know, some things we don't need to talk about. We just take them right to the Lord, and we just hold them there. And I thought, you know, we're living in a time when, we have more liberty to tell the truth, to be, you know, I say shame the devil and tell what happened to you. We have more liberty, but back in the day, especially when women were property, when women did not have rights, when women, you know, were really literally property, they were taught, you don't talk about those things with anybody. You know, if you were molested, if you were abused, you keep that to yourself. That's a family matter. And so I'd like to get your take on that, because there might be different people that are listening today and thinking, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody that. But you know, what's the benefit in telling that something has occurred or discussing that something has occurred? Is it just gossip, or is it helpful to us emotionally, spiritually, and mentally? And does it fulfill a need that God has outlined for us? So we'll be right back hearing a response here from Mia. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors.
Trash bills weighing you down? At Case Industries, we specialize in lowering waste costs and providing trash consolidation and compaction services for multifamily properties, condos, and commercial shopping centers. Let us help you reduce operating expenses and increase property NOI. Case Industries, saving the planet, saving you money. Contact us today for a property trash and recycling assessment online at caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. That's caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. Case Industries, the property manager's friend.
Are you struggling to find peace in your life, feeling anxious, or going through a difficult life storm? Scott Dixon, a Christian humanitarian filmmaker and host of the Dove Teachings web series, wants you to know that you are not alone. Go to doveteachings.org to see great Dove Teaching lessons, pastor insights, and aspiring testimonies. You can watch the current show and more at doveteachings.org. That's D-O-V-E teachings.org, where you will find peace in your daily life through the teachings of Jesus.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Mia Perez, who is a keynote speaker, an author, a storyteller, who is advocating for women to find their voice, reframe their past, reclaim their voice, redefine themselves, and reimagine their futures. And we've been talking about how do you kind of align some of the biblical principles that many of us have learned in being, you know, how to become a woman and in a woman of God. And at the same time, is it allowed? Is it appreciated? Is it important for us to share with each other in these settings about things that we struggle with? What is the value of that? And what are the boundaries around that? So, Mia, maybe help us understand this a little bit more and how you approach.
Well, first of all, I loved that before we went on break, you brought up how do we hold space? Do we even hold space? What kind of conversations should we have? I feel that we are in a time that if we don't hold space for people, they're going to find the space somewhere else. And that's where we as a church need to come in, right? Because if we're here to build kingdom and we're here to take it, why are we going to sit in the church waiting for people to come to us? I need to learn that language that they're using out there because that's what they're being drawn to, right? So for instance, one of the things I learned that I teach in my program, Queen Within Academy, is how do you become a high value feminine woman? And I added virtuous to it. Why? Because there's a lot of women out there pursuing that. I want to be high value. Okay, fine. I'll take that. I'm going to teach you how to be also virtuous and how to be feminine and not be out there with a feminist mentality. I'm going to teach you the difference of feminist and feminine and how to become confident. That's where we get our identity. And where we fail is, like you said, that when there's conversations that need to be had because the church is like a hospital, right? That's where we're supposed to go and heal. And if we're not allowing for those spaces, and if we don't even know how to hold those conversations, we don't know how to help them. And they're still going to need help. And they're going to go out there and get it. So my experience has been women in the church suffer in silence because they're told, go to a Bible study, come on Wednesday for prayer. But then they don't have someone that they can really open up to and express the reality of the world that they're in for us to be able to go in there and really reach in and help them spiritually.
Yes. Yes. Well, I was just looking at some scripture and one came to mind in Proverbs 25. And I love it. It says, you know, it says here, Proverbs 25:11 says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. And so it really has to do with the timing of the thing.
Right.
It has to do with the heart of the thing, speaking the truth in love. And when it feels, when Holy Spirit says, now this is starting to become gossip or bashing or, you know, ganging up on someone, you'll know. I mean, you'll if everyone in the room is women that are seeking the Lord in spirit and in truth, you will know that it's going in the wrong direction. But when someone comes with a heart broken and people are pouring in with that perfect, that fitly spoken word, it is like apples of gold in the settings of silver. And so, you know, thinking along those lines, when you bring women together, do you set boundaries around, confidentiality, or do you set boundaries around things that people should talk about, not talk about? How does that work?
Wow. Yeah, that's really interesting. Because one of the things that I touch on, of course, is boundaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, funny story is that in a one-on-one relationship I had with a woman in my group, because besides the program, I do one-on-ones when it's needed. And funny thing is that I didn't apply boundaries to that. So here I was teaching a module on boundaries, but this woman was driving me crazy because she would text me all day, call me all day and all of that. So I thought, wow, I need to practice what I preach for sure. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but in the area of boundaries, it's been necessary to have it in a personal space and also in the group. I make sure that, but first of all, I share my story because I need them to trust me that if we're going on this journey of healing, I've cried their tears. I've prayed their prayers. I've sat there and, like I told you, days that I didn't even want to get up in the morning. So once we actually get to the point where they trust me to take them on this journey, then I also let them know everything that is going to be said here, it needs to stay here.
Yeah.
Because we all need to trust each other on this journey. And there is a confidentiality agreement that everybody signs. And the thing is that I'm very prayerful about every woman that I bring in.
Yeah.
As far as Queen Within Academy, because it's like a long program, that one in itself, there is a contract that they sign. There is confidentiality agreement and all of that. So I vet them very carefully before coming into the program. And I thank God that until now, I've brought in women that outside of that experience, they truly are just seeking healing and they're very respectful of everybody else's journey and very appreciative that they don't feel alone anymore. That it's that they come together and they're able to share their hearts and they don't feel alone.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, sometimes there are people that will do what they have always done to try and heal, which is maybe texting you and calling you and doing all that. And that's their, and then when they get that boundary applied that says, oh, you know, let's take this before the Lord. Let's pray into this. Let's find out what God says about this. And just a general humility. I'm again looking at scripture, Galatians 6:1-2, it says we should seek to restore others gently, being mindful of our own weaknesses. So if we think, you know, it's like, be careful lest you get pulled in yourself, right? To whatever it is, like we're all susceptible. So we have to just say, like, you know, there are times when people are texting me, oh, this is happening, that's happening. And I go, okay, I'm praying for you. And I start praying right away. But there's nothing else I have. I don't have any like magic wand that's going to make everything go away or, you know, some insight beyond what the scripture tells us or, you know, or what the Holy Spirit is revealing to each person individually. So I think there's a lot of freedom in that. And this is coming from somebody, I don't know if you were like this, Mia, but I was very codependent before. I used to try to solve everybody's problems. Yeah. So. Just, you know, having that freedom to go, you know what? God's going to get this. He's got this.
I got into a car accident one time, Vanessa, because a woman that lived in Puerto Rico happened to be visiting here. And she reached out to me on Facebook Messenger. She's like, hey, I'm visiting my boyfriend. He kicked me out of the house. There was some domestic violence and I'm about to take a flight, but I need to talk to you. I literally left San Jose to go meet her in San Francisco, got in a car accident on the way. And she never left him. She still came back. So I learned boundaries after that, for sure.
Yeah,
I can't save anybody. There's one savior. That's Jesus.
Yes.
Christ. I'm not here to save people.
Woo, say that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I love that. One savior, Jesus Christ. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
This is Dr. Miluna Fausch. I am honored to serve on the advisory board of Love Never Fails, where each voice matters as lives are restored. Thank you for your support. Let's face it, you are making a pitch for something every day. Your verbal communication skills are the key to your professional and personal success. My company, Pitch Perfect Presentations, trains executives, management teams, and startups in delivering consistent, effective, engaging presentations to today's diverse audiences to rev up sales, attract clients and fans, and secure funding. Visit pitchperfectpresentations.com to schedule your complimentary strategy call with me today. That's pitchperfectpresentations.com, pitchperfectpresentations.com.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We have just been having a great conversation with Mia Perez. Mia, tell me about, it's called Queen for a Day. Is that, what is the name of your program? Queen for?
It's Queen Within Academy.
Queen Within Academy. Yeah. Tell us about Queen Within Academy. How does that, what does that entail? And I know you have some events coming up and things like that. How does that work?
Well, Queen Within Academy is, like I said, it's a high ticket program. So it's an investment that women make. It's supposed to be 12 weeks, but it ends up running closer to 14, 16 weeks around there. And it's a healing journey that we go on. And we begin the very, very foundation, which is the first like 4 weeks or so. We're just putting language to everything, and we're finding the connection, and we're really getting to why are we suffering the consequences that we did? Why did we make those decisions? And we have to understand the places that we are before we can even rebuild. And my calling was through Isaiah chapter 61, where God told me to rebuild the old ruins, right? When we talk about exchanging the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy, and all of that. And one thing that really stood out to me was rebuild the old ruins. And it talks about the generations. And I felt, how are we going to do that if we don't know how to look at our past without just judgment and criticism and, you know, woe is me? It's like, no, let's look at it and let's reframe our past. So that's why we go into reframing our past experiences, but under the lens of God and how he sees us and how he promises that he will take everything and work it for our good, right? He says he'll take everything and use it for our good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So what are all those experiences that we can now look at under the lens of the Holy Spirit, right? Where he can put a light to that, the things that we've been in denial about or that we hide in shame, but now we can bring it to God and then start. Then we can find like the new voice. We can start redefining ourselves, finding our new identity. That's where the confidence comes in. We have to renew our mindset. We have to learn how to manage our emotions, boundaries, and then we can connect to the true femininity, right? All along our journey, we still learn that God created us perfectly. And no matter what happened to us in our past, God redeems our story. And it's on that journey that we go on that we are able to get to the other side, but we learn tools that we're able to go and carry with us the rest of our lives. And for me, that's what I needed when I was healing. I needed to be able to mentally break things down and understand what happened to me and why did those things happen? How can I avoid it? And then I needed to emotionally heal from it also. I needed to find grace, a space for grace and compassion. And I needed to learn to love myself the way God loves me. And then find my identity in him. And a lot of people had trouble with the word, me using the word queen within, but you know, he says that we're a royal priesthood, right? We're a chosen people. We are a royal priesthood. And if I'm the daughter of God, the Most High, the King, why am I going to have an issue calling myself a queen? And scripturally, how many times do we not hear about the crowns? So to me, you know, if God is king and he talks about crowns, he talks about heaven and mansions, I have no problem talking about me being a queen, wearing my crown. But it's a crown that I wear because of who he is, who he made me to be.
Right. Yeah. I think there's been an appropriation of the word queen such that that's why people have a problem with it, because in our culture, it's like, hey, queen. You're a queen because, oh, maybe you look, you know, you look sexy, or you, you know, you have all the guys liking you, or you don't care about what people think about you, or, you know, whatever the cultural kind of innuendo is of being a queen. And what you're talking about is, you know, biblical royalty, right? Being chosen, like you said. I mean, that's so powerful. And I'll be honest with you, that was the first thing that came to my mind as well, because of all of the, you know, the relabeling, the stealing of what the true intention is of calling each other the queen, and recognizing that, you know, God has made us, you know, he is the priest of our heart, that he's the priest of our home, and he has made us into his royal daughters. So praise God. That's beautiful. I was just thinking about this word, why, you know, people ask, why did you do that? Why did you go with him? Why did you let him do that? And, you know, in the trauma-informed workspaces and trauma-informed work, we're encouraged not to ask why. We ask, you know, one quote comes to mind by Chesterton, and it is quite profound, where he says, I think it's Chesterton, it's his last name. He says, C.K. Chesterton is the name of the individual. He says, don't ever take a fence down until you know the reason it was put up. And there seems to be this prompting of wanting to know what the reason it was put up. But the way you find out why the fence is there is not with the word why. It's the word, how did that fence keep you safe all this while? Right? How did your defensive behaviors, how did your the thing, you know, the way that you've pushed people away, how has that kept you safe? How has that helped you to survive? And acknowledging that this person has been through something, right? And when you reframe it like that, as you've stated, not accusatory with a why, but digging more into the emotional landscape of what has occurred, I think it's in those deeper places where you'll find that people are healed. Is that what you're uncovering as you go through?
Yes, absolutely. It's really getting even them. They want to understand themselves, because how can you lead people to healing or ask them, no, okay, now you survived, it's time to thrive. Mm-hmm. What does thrive even look like? You know, they don't know how to feel about that. They don't know how to do it. So I feel that it's better to, let's see where we are. What's our starting point? Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see where we are. And if there's things that they still need to deal with, like I said, for me, it's like, let's not be blind to the reality of where we are, but we're not going to beat ourselves up either, because we're not right. Right. It's like the world's done enough to us already. Other people have done enough. We've done that to ourselves enough. So now it's a matter of just looking at ourselves with grace and with compassion and see, okay, how are we moving forward from here? And I love that you said that, because it allows them just that safer space of actually starting to put the walls down. Right. Because you're right. When people used to come and ask me, like, well, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you do this? It's not that easy to just, first of all, I can't tell you my whole story of why I didn't leave. And it wouldn't make sense to you anyway, because it didn't make sense to me.
Right.
Ooh. So I love the way you said it, because it's that space of grace and compassion that we can give them and we can give ourselves at that time.
Wow. So powerful. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and let the listening audience know how they can connect with you, Mia, and get involved in some of the great things that you're up to. So we'll be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors. Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We have just had a wonderful time talking. I'm here again with Mia Perez, who is doing some amazing things in terms of just being an inspiration and a support system to women who are ready to reclaim their lives, ready to reclaim their voice, to reframe their past, to redefine themselves and reimagine their future. Mia, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about your programs?
Yes. Well, they can follow me on Instagram, and it's miaperez.official. I am still working on my website. That has not been up yet, but it will be up soon. But that's really the best way to get a hold of me, even message me, follow me on there. Or you can send me an email to miaperez@gmail.com. Part of my story, and those of you that know me and that don't, when you get to know my story, I had to hold off on a lot of the things that I, and how I marketed myself because of court hearings and things like that. But I'm moving forward now by the grace of God. I'm excited on how the Lord has just opened up new ways. And he's so faithful when he says that he will order your steps. And some things don't make sense. Some things are like, gosh, some of those things, Lord, are just too big. But we have a big God, right? We serve a big God. So one of the things that is coming up, I have a women's experience coming up, like a retreat. It's 4 days, 3 nights in Southern California. And I think it's almost like it's a royal experience. It's a Queen Esther experience of self-care, of really leaning back and pouring into ourselves. That's really my goal. It's for women, the minute they arrive until the day they leave again, they do nothing. It's a period of nothingness other than complete self-care, and let us pour into you. And we're going to be talking about the care of self and the way God sees us, and really holding space to allowing ourselves to, you know, to be, right? Be still and know that I am God. Sometimes life is too much. There's too much going on. We can't be still. So this is a place where they're going to be still. And we're going to give ourselves that space to even explore our vision, our dreams, and really dream bigger. So that's one thing. Queen Within Academy, it opens up every few months. And for that, if somebody's interested, then they can reach out to me also through Instagram. I can give you more information on that, testimonials and all of that as well. But what I'm most excited about right now is God put in my heart a while back to do a women's journal, because the program itself, we do 90 days of journaling and prompts and all these things. And the Lord for a long time was like, stop with this thing, Mia. You keep having them do one thing in one notebook, another notebook, another book. That's it. So I'm currently finishing it up. It should be done within like this week or next week. So it'll be ready in May, digital and physical copies. And I'm just in awe. And as you know, Vanessa, when you co-create with the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
it's just mind-blowing. Sometimes I'm just sitting there working on my Canva, and another like heavenly download comes, and I'm just like, wow, thank you. It's so like the divine leading. I know it's going to bless women. So I'm excited about what God has in store for that, you know, for the women that take part in that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you again for being here today, and for all these beautiful offers that you have for women to heal and to grow. We so appreciate it. A few other things before we wrap up today. Just wanted to invite you out to join us for the Human Trafficking Awareness Walkathon with San Mateo Rotary Club. It's going to be on April 23rd, 5 o'clock at the SFO Airport, Terminal A. And so 5 to 7 p.m. And we actually are going to be one of the agencies that will be the recipient of a grant that evening. So we're super grateful to the San Mateo Rotary Club for that support. We also, again, want to thank you all for supporting us at the gala. It was a huge success. We'll have more for you on that in our newsletter. If you are one of our church coalition partners, or you thinking about becoming one, there's about 19 churches now that are part of our coalition. Again, these are churches that pray for us on a monthly basis on the first Monday of every month. And also they give financially whatever the Lord puts on their heart. And they also participate in our quarterly trainings. And so we have a training coming up on May the 6th from 9:30 to 11 a.m. And that is going to be on Zoom. And so please mark your calendars, May the 6th from 9:30 to 11 a.m. And also, lastly, wanted to invite you, if you're in the East Palo Alto area, we have our EPAC, East Palo Alto Coalition Against Human Trafficking meeting from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on May 14th. So come on out and join us in person on Bay Road, or you can join us on Zoom. We have tons of other stuff going on. We'll get that up on our page. Of course, if you're interested in IT Biz, please do join us. At all times, you can sign up at any time at loveneverfailsus.com/ITBiz and receive free tech training for tech sales, tech project management, engineering, customer service, and or entrepreneurship. So we hope that you have enjoyed today's show. Thank you again, Mia, for being here today.
Giving us an honor.
Yes. And then for those of you who are listening who need to hear it once more, or perhaps you need to hear it for the very first time, we always want to end by making sure that you know that you are loved.
Thanks for joining us this week on Love Never Fails Radio. We trust that you've been inspired by these stories of hope and love, and that you'll accept our challenge to get involved by contacting us at loveneverfailsus.com, by liking and sharing our Facebook page, Facebook/LoveNeverFailsRadio, or by making a contribution directly to Love Never Fails. This program is the broadcast outreach of Love Never Fails, which is a donor-supported nonprofit ministry that Vanessa founded as a way of directly impacting the lives of young people who are trapped in or at risk of becoming involved in human trafficking. This broadcast needs your involvement and support. To find out more, simply go to loveneverfailsus.com and click on the radio show link. Today's program was brought to you in part by Case Industries, as well as supporters from Faith Fellowship, New Hope Christian Fellowship, and the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel. On behalf of Vanessa and the whole team at Love Never Fails, thank you for listening, and thank you even more for committing to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst.
Give love a chance. Give love your heart. Love never fails. Give love a chance. Give love your heart. Love never fails. Give love a chance. Give love your heart. Love never fails.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.